At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. It's a special episode. It is a Fighting Friday on a Saturday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It was a little busy yesterday. Was doing a Fighting Friday of my own, checking out Manor Combat down at the Forest Heights Community Center here in Calgary, doing some ring announcing. So push this off until today. So today we're looking at fights to make after Tank Davis's win, as well as David Benavidez's win. And we are looking at what a Forbidden Door would look like if TNA and main roster WWE actually went for it. So little different today, but mixing it up a little bit, so it should be a whole lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right. We're getting real slow there for a sec. I don't know if the video picked that up or if that was just my stream here, but either way, Tank Davis with an impressive win over Frank Martin over the weekend. I don't have a fight to make for Frank Martin here, but I do want to state again that I thought he put on a very good showing considering how much of an underdog that he was. And that was one where you look at it and like if you bet Frank Martin as the underdog, you don't get anything for it. But he proved that maybe he shouldn't have been a minus 700 or that Tank shouldn't have been a minus 700 favorite in that bout, right? So it's one of those ones where it's like if it was, you wish it was more like a stock where I was like, yeah, I didn't get the full thing, but can I get like plus 150 for doing pretty well on that? Maybe not. No. Okay. But I thought that Frank Martin showed up really, really well. So Tank Davis. Initially, I had Tank against Shakur Stevenson, but I do think Tank against Lomachenko is an interesting fight to make. You can do Tank against Shakur at some other point. And also, Stevenson has not been overwhelming in his last few bouts. He's going to need a big performance. I think he fights again July 6th. He's going to need a big showing to kind of get back on that type of a level. And if he does, maybe we revisit this. But for now, Lomachenko is still out there. We don't know how much longer he is going to be out there. That is a big name fight that you can make for Tank. So I think you take advantage of an opportunity to still have two high level fighters still around the same weight, go in there and do the damn thing. So I would go Tank against Lomachenko. That would kind of be the way that I would go. Again, if Shakur comes out on, I believe it's July 6th. I'm not going to Google because I'm afraid my computer's going to explode. But if he comes out and just looks like an absolute world beater, then dope, man. Just let her rip. But for now, it is Tank Lomachenko. Also, over the weekend, it was David Benavidez with not the most convincing of victories, but still a solid win in his move up to 175 pounds. There is but one next fight for Benavidez, and it is Canelo Alvarez. Maybe after a bit of an underwhelming fight Saturday, Canelo thinks, oh, well, this is a guy who is right for the picking, and maybe he wants to get into it there. That is assuming a few things on Canelo's behalf, but I do think that there is something to that anyway. So I think that Canelo Alvarez against David Benavidez is the fight to make coming after this. It's a big fight. Canelo ducking him may be affecting the legacy just a little bit. I think there are some people anyway who it's wearing kind of thin on that Canelo keeps handpicking opponents. If it's not the Terrence Crawford fight that has been rumored, it better be Benavidez for, I think, Canelo legacy sake. That I'm not necessarily in that, but I think enough people are that it will affect that. And it's a chance for Benavidez to move into face of boxing territory. You guys know that I have scoffed at that when Tank Davis fights have happened in the past. If Benavidez can go in there and beat up Canelo, he kind of locks down the May 5th and the Mexican Independence Weekend in September, right? So I think that this is an opportunity to build him up and for Canelo to just kind of, again, reestablish, like, look, I am that good. I am this dude. Quit fucking doing this. I'm the guy still. I think it'd be really interesting. If it's not the Canelo fight, I do think a Callum Smith fight is interesting. Keep making your way up at 175 pounds. I don't think he's ready for the kings of that weight class yet, but I do think that he is ready for a step up in competition here. A Callum Smith, keep building that up. You don't want to build the body up to the point where you can't do the Canelo fight effectively, because I don't think there's any way Canelo would want this fight at 175, but I think that a Callum Smith fight would be really interesting for Benavidez going forward. So, coming off of Saturday, those would be the fights that I would make. Alright, let's get into now some wrestling talk, as TNA and NXT clearly have an agreement. But what if TNA's agreement was with the WWE main roster? This is what my WWE TNA Forbidden Door would look like.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
All right, so WWE, TNA, they have somewhat of a relationship, right? It's definitely all NXT right now, but what if it wasn't? What if it was WWE against TNA? Well, it's Forbidden Door season in New Japan, so why not? Let's see what happens with a TNA WWE Forbidden Door. Now, this was admittedly more challenging than I thought it was going to be. I kind of thought, like, I had initially put down, I'll go 8, because I think that the main card for Forbidden Door last year had 8 or 9. But overall they had like 14 matches on it. And so after I got to 8, I was like, well, there's a bunch of people still left off that I want to get on here, so we need to extend this. So it's at 12. So it'd be a long show. But here we go. First, right off the bat, Moose against Cody Rhodes, two champions. Cody still kind of has that, like, not indie whatever, but he hasn't been in WWE so long that it's like, oh my god, Cody against Josh Alexander, how could we? I don't have a whole lot of non-WWE dream matches for Cody, because he was just non-WWE but a couple of years ago. So, I think you just champion, Moose, Cody Rhodes. Cool. We're not really going champion here. We are going top female. It would be Jordan Grace against Rhea Ripley. I think that would be an incredible match. And as I wrote that down, I was like, this has to happen. And look, the way Jordan Grace has impressed in her WWE and NXT times, I think it is a very real possibility that it happens at some point. Next, I had to mix and match a few just to get everyone on the show. So it'd be a tag match, Mustafa Ali and Speedball Bailey against Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins. I think you have a couple high flyers on the TNA side. You could definitely go like a Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee here, but I needed to get Sami Zayn and I needed to get Seth Rollins on this show. So I just put them there. That is kind of where they go. Next, it is their tag team champions in TNA, Brian Edwards and Eddie Edwards. Is it Brian Edwards? I don't know. What are they called? The System? I just, again, randomly thrown together team, Randy Orton and Jey Uso, just because I needed to put them on this show. But I mean, it would be fun. You could do some kind of a story with those guys, I'm sure. Then it's ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay. I have them against the New Day. I think that would be a blast. Chris Bay came around Calgary not too long ago. He was so much fun to watch. And he with Ace Austin, a real good high-flying team. And I think New Day would be a classic tag team to work with for them. Then I have Decay against Io Sky and Kairi Sane of Damage Control. I think the Decay, and maybe this is from my time watching Impact a while ago, but I just wanted Decay on this card, and I wanted EO to be factored in, and so that this felt like a perfect match there. Next, this one just a randomly thrown together team, a couple big boys. Hammerstone and Raj Singh against Braun Strowman and Braun Breaker. We would have to have Big E on commentary in some way, shape, or form for the big meaty men smack and meat challenge that we would be having, but that would absolutely be, I think, a really fun match in that style. And then we get to what I think would be so much fun. Joe Hendry against Drew McIntyre, against Kevin Owens, against Nick Nemeth, also known as Dolph Ziggler. So you get that tie-in. Joe Hendry and Drew, at the time Galloway, had some fun stuff when it was ICW. I think mixing in the comedy of Nick Nemeth and the ability to play that role with Kevin Owens, I think the build would be spectacular. And then the match itself, I think, would be a whole lot of fun as well. And then we would get Matt Hardy and PCO against whoever you want to pick from the Wyatt Six. That's just... I do it on the Hardy compound as... God, why am I blanking on what it was called? But you know what I'm talking about. The Final Deletion stuff. Do a cinematic type of a match with those ones. I think you would do that. Then, this match would be absolute so much fun. I went with kind of like the faces of the franchise sort of a thing. And because it's TNA, I'm doing it King of the Mountain match. Because why the fuck not? So representing TNA, there's six in it, in my version of it here. Representing TNA, the three would be Eric Young, who's just, he has been there for so long. He is TNA. TNA is him. Frankie Kazarian, kind of ditto. And then I have Jeff Hardy, who definitely bridges two sides here. But his time in TNA has been very impactful. Against John Cena, Roman Reigns, and, of course, AJ Styles in this one as well. Obviously, it's not three versus three. It's a full six-man King of the Mountain style. But I just think, like, yeah, let's put the faces of the franchise in it. And because it's a six-man, let's do it. Let's do King of the Mountain. Why not? And then the last one, a classic wrestling match. Give them, like, an hour Iron Man. It would be Josh Alexander against Gunther. So, like, you could try, like, there are a whole lot, there's a whole lot more talent, like a Jake something or a Crazy Steve on the TNA side, Street Profits, I mean, WWE is rich with talent right now, so there's a lot that you could work with, but those would be the ones that I would do. All right, bit of a quicker one today, but just wanted to get this stuff out there. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Talk to y'all later. I'm out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.